Lisa Batiashvili at the violin, and for very good reason here this afternoon. My name is Mark Wigmore on this Tuesday. You're with the Oasis on the New Classical FM and our look at arts and culture. As we just heard, Lisa Batiashvili is here, the Georgian-born artist whose violin playing has been described as possessing natural elegance and a complete musician in the times. Lisa began on violin at the age of 4, later moving to Germany, where her international career quickly took off after placing second at the prestigious Sibelius competition at just 16. She's performed with the world's leading orchestras and served as artist-in-residence with various ensembles, the New York Phil, Berlin Philharmonic. She was Musical America's Instrumentalist of the Year and has enjoyed a slew of major international prizes. Beyond performance, she's also dedicated to nurturing young musicians through her foundation supporting Georgian talent. A celebrated recording artist with Deutsche Grammophon, her albums range from major concerto repertoire like Sibelius and Prokofiev to more intimate projects such as Secret Love Letters. On Sunday, April 26, Lisa Batiashvili visits sparkling Kerner Hall in downtown Toronto with the pianist Georgi Giashvili, a richly varied program. The 3 p.m. matinee features Beethoven's Violin Sonata No. 3, Prokofiev's Sonata No. 1, a new Georgian work for piano and violin, and Franck's beloved Sonata in A Major. Tickets at rcmusic.com. Lisa Batiashvili, welcome to the New Classical FM and the Oasis.
Thank you very much. Wonderful to talk to you.
And you're in Berlin.
That's correct. I'm still in Berlin and traveling next week to Toronto.
We've been playing your records for years here at the radio station, so thank you for all the incredible music over the years. I'll just start there.
Thank you so much.
We particularly enjoyed City Lights and Secret Love Letters in recent times. Has there been a recording project, maybe over the last decade, where you were particularly engaged with it, very proud of it? Is there one that stands out for you?
Well, each recording has been very important for me because I think the musicians that I've been lucky to work with, some of my biggest heroes, starting with Christian Tilemann, with whom I was allowed to record Brahms' Violin Concerto, and of course Daniel Barenboim with the Sibelius and Tchaikovsky. But as you just mentioned, the City Lights project was a very particular and very personal project that also took the longest time to prepare because each piece was arranged and tailored for this album. It's a very storytelling album. It's actually a more of my personal story that I'm telling through this project and through a journey through the cities. And also the Secret Love Letters, it's more a storytelling album with some fantastic music that is all about love and all about hidden love. So I'm actually trying each time to record something, give some kind of a more of a touch and personal message through it.
On Secret Love Letters, which was such a great record, you played with the Philadelphia Orchestra and Yannick Nézet-Séguin, our big Canadian superstar.
Yes.
Tell us about that experience.
Well, I must say Yannick has been one of the most important people in my life. I can say it very loudly. Since 18 years that we have known each other. And I remember very well the first time I played with him. It actually was in Berlin with the Deutsche Symphony Orchestra. My son was just born, so that's why I can always go back to that time easily and say that he's one of my most favorite musical partners, but also as a person. So for me, Canada is very much related to Yannick. That's true. And then he and I worked together also in Montreal for the first time this season. So I got to see him also at his home, because in all the other years I was with him in other places. But that was also nice to see him in Canada and also live that moment together. And his family is just so wonderful. So
he's kind of as advertised, isn't he? He comes in, he's just full of energy, full of joy. And it's a lovely turn in this world of classical music to run into somebody like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because I think Yannick and a couple of other great musicians actually changed the whole atmosphere in the classical music, especially when we're talking about conductors, because we used to have these big maestros that we had so much respect for, and there was such a big distance between them and the orchestra musicians and even the soloists. But now there is so much more friendship and so much more understanding and respect towards each other that each time when you stand on stage as a soloist, you feel that we are making a big chamber music together. And Yannick is the person who changed this whole attitude. He brings always such a fantastic atmosphere during the rehearsals, and it's been incredibly positive and bringing good energy so that actually everybody wants to play better. Yeah. It's as simple as that.
It works that way. You know, also on that record, Secret Love Letters, the very same pianist that you're playing with here in Toronto, and that would be Georgi Gigashvili, and a very interesting young performer, right? Starts in the world of pop and then goes to classical music.
Yes, he's an emerging, I mean, he's one of the, I would say, most interesting personalities from the new generation. Of course, I'm very emotional about this because he was one of the first people who my foundation supported. And so I'm also so incredibly happy to see how the whole musical life of Georgi has developed in the past 3-4 years. It's almost like a dream. Now he's playing all over the world and he's a very diverse musician. As you mentioned, he also sings and he contributes to the new way of listening to the music, where we understand that there are no borders, there are no limits of what we should be doing and not be doing, because he can bring all genres of music in one concert. And it's quite new and exciting. But beyond that, because we are bringing a totally classical repertoire, of course, to Toronto, he is really one of the most fascinating musicians and incredibly spontaneous. And what I find really, really exciting about playing with him is that I also become so much more energetic and spontaneous myself, that we are actually creating something there in that moment, and each time differently. So for me, it's an incredibly fascinating project to play with him.
If you're just joining us, Deutsche Grammophon recording artist, international prize-winning violinist Lisa Batyashvili is on the line from Berlin. She'll play repertoire from Beethoven, Prokofiev, a new work, and Franck on Sunday, April 26 at Kerner Hall with pianist Georgi Gigashvili. Tickets at rcmusic.com. And so, Lisa, let's go through the program. It will be Beethoven, Prokofiev, you've got César Franck, and you've got a piece that is brand new and a composer from your home country.
So the new work is a piece by Joseph Bardanashvili, an absolutely fantastic Georgian-Israeli composer living in Tel Aviv. And he also wrote a lot of chamber music. And for example, my father, who's been member of the Georgian String Quartet since 50 years, he has also performed a lot of his works. And this particular piece he dedicated to another great Georgian composer, Guy Arancelli, who was a very famous also film composer, but he also wrote a lot of symphonic music. He was maybe the father of the Georgian classical music. So this piece is dedicated to him. It's a short piece, very sweet and very much reflecting to Guy Arancelli's actually way of writing music. And it just will be, that will be followed by, of course, very famous Franck, César Franck Sonata, which Georgi and I have been playing quite a lot in the recent years. But it will be the first time that we perform the Beethoven and Prokofiev. So we are just now starting to rehearse and work together on that.
Is there a story to tell with this program that you've put together? What is it that you wanted to show the audience this time with this musical storytelling?
It's different things. Of course, we wanted to bring music from Georgia, that's for sure. We wanted to play Franck because we feel very close to this piece together. And Prokofiev, for me, Prokofiev First Sonata is one of the biggest masterworks for violin and piano. It is, of course, very much related to the history of a Soviet musician. and of course, Georgi was born many years after the Soviet Union collapsed, but we still have that kind of, I think, genetical connection to everything that happened in our country. Of course, the Beethoven Third Sonata is a very famous and lovely piece that I think this is the great opening piece for a recital, because it's just one of the works that with Beethoven, when you actually have the feeling that everything is in the right place, the very typical Beethoven sonata. We're just exploring it now together and also feeling how many different things you can do. I mean, it's always to explore. Of course, you explore every piece, but number three gives you a lot of possibilities to be free, but at the same time, it just fits you with the natural substance that it has in it.
You have, I mean, we talked a little bit about Georgi a little earlier, but, you know, you've been working with these Georgian artists over the years with your foundation. Why has that been so important to you? Why is it so personal? And obviously, you're feeling very proud at this moment as well.
Well, I left Georgia, I was 12 years old, and it was not an easy start for me. I moved to Germany with my parents, and we did have some support from people in Germany who helped us in the beginning, but we still had to go through a lot of difficulties. I wanted to give to these highly gifted children something that I would have loved to have myself. It's somebody a little bit older who has gone through this life and has gained experience and can support the younger generation, of course, especially those from my country who need it most, because there is no state aid for these talented people, and they have no possibility to go and study abroad. For example, they have no possibility to take part in the competitions or even play for great musicians if they need to. And this is the main thing if you want to become a musician, to have all this possibilities. And for me, it was also the way to give back something to my country, which I still love so much. And whenever I go back, I feel so emotionally involved, because this is a geographically and politically very complicated place. But this is probably also why Georgians always feel very close to the country, because we're always going to try to be almost protective to it, but also not to lose the identity and our freedom and our independence.
It's wonderful, and it's great work, and we're very, very excited. I hope you enjoy Kerner Hall. It's a lovely, lovely space for you.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm so looking forward to coming back to Toronto, so really excited.
Violinist Lisa Batiashvili, really great to speak with you, and thank you for joining us here on the program.
Thank you.
Lisa will play repertoire from, as we just heard, Beethoven, Prokofiev, that new work, Georgian material, Franck, on Sunday, April 26th, Kerner Hall, and it is rcmusic.com to pick up those tickets. More music from one of those great recordings we mentioned earlier. Here is, at the violin, Lisa Batiashvili.